This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets, gizmos, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow. Our next guest is with a company that specializes in understanding micro-vibration patterns emitted from the human body with radar technology. Now, that all sounds confusing to me, but we're going to find out what Managing Director from Xandar Cardian has to say, Sam Young. Sam, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Curious about that whole micro vibration patterns emitted from the human body. What does all that mean, and how is it that you guys are working with that?
Right. So, you know, when you think of what's generating from our body, you know, normally you have a sense of smell, you have heat, so there's thermal sensors and whatnot. But there's also something else that the human body generates constantly, which is micro-vibration patterns. So what that means is when you're, let's say, completely still and sleeping, you're breathing. So your chest is moving up and down as your lungs filling up air and releases air. So that's a motion. And from inside the body, the largest motion is actually coming from the heart as it's pumping blood constantly. So we're getting the exact frequency from each motion, from both outside the body as your chest is moving up and down, and inside the body as the heart is pumping blood. So that's what we mean by saying microvibration pattern analysis.
Okay. Well, and that sort of makes sense. Obviously, we're hopefully breathing while we're sleeping. That's kind of the key there. And as a result, right, then what does that tell you based on our breathing patterns or these micro vibrations that we're emitting?
So the first thing that we would see is that you're there. So occupancy sensing, right? So it's 99.9% accurate of knowing if someone is in a space or not, regardless of whether you're moving a lot or, you know, sleeping. However, the accuracy is around 95% when compared to medical ECG devices. So we're able to get heart rates. We're able to get breathing beats per minute as well as breath per minute. In terms of what that means in healthcare, we're getting continuous and autonomous monitoring of the vital sign of an occupant, whether it's an employee in an office space, resident in the home, or a patient in a hospital.
And this is with nothing attached to my body? This is, you talk about using radar technology.
That's right. It's completely safe. It's about 40 times less power than a home Wi-Fi router.
Oh.
It's radar, so it there's no camera, there's no microphone, so there's no privacy issues. There's nothing on the body. You don't have to, you know, basically have someone put something on the body. You don't have to, you know, have participants actively involved and continue to wear something or on the chest or on the wrist, nothing like that.
So I can see where this non-contact remote patient monitoring can be very helpful in everything from hospitals to nursing homes to maybe even, you know, your mom and dad's place where you kind of want to keep an eye on them without actually watching them. But you also recommend workplaces for like employee wellness to be able to have this radar system throughout one's office?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of discussions about back-to-work initiatives, right? So most of the places are doing thermal scanning at the door. But thermal scanning only is one story. With COVID-19, for example, it only gives you a snapshot. What we do is we continuously monitor as you're working away from a desk or a meeting room. We're monitoring for shortness of breath, monitor for elevation of RHR from your baseline. We can also detect number of coughs that you do by the sudden motion from the chest area. So we can do all that and give you a little bit of a continuous score. But even prior to you coming to the workplace, we can monitor the employees from their home as they're working remotely.
Wow. So that now, and that's not invasive, I guess, because number one, there's nothing attached to you. And number two, it's not giving out any other information than what you have approved to be giving out. Is that sort of how that would work?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. So we're getting three data sets. We're getting motion index, heart rate, and breathing rate. And it depends on what the solution is. But today, with COVID-19, everyone wants to make sure that they're safe from a potential respiratory disease, right?
Oh, for sure.
We have different thresholds for that. Shortness of breath, for example, is so important. Anything over 20 breaths per minute is considered shortness of breath. But the trick here is, you can have 20 over 20 if you just did a couple of push-ups, for example.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or maybe you just had a fight with your boss or something. All of a sudden, your breaths are
on the phone, arguing. Yeah. So the trick here is you need to make sure that your body is still and that you have a baseline. Then the only way that you can do that is by monitoring the entire body and monitoring continuously. So the numbers that we get is very, very accurate, but also reliable. To be used for symptom monitoring.
Interesting. Now, is this something that is available now, or are you just testing this? Is anybody actually using it, any hospital or nursing home or business?
Yes. In fact, we've been doing R&D for radar signal processing for the past 9 years. We have 23 patents, 20 journal publications, and we have already deployed into airports, shopping malls, Class I office buildings, and so on. With long-term care and hospitals, we were actually being much more careful. We are ready now to deploy. And speaking of nursing homes, it's an area of high focus because, as you know, one out of three deaths from COVID-19 came from LTCs.
Yeah.
So
we're
very excited to be able to push through. And we're currently talking to some of the largest operators in the country. So we're hoping to get that rolled out.
How expensive is this? It sounds like it's very involved. So I'm wondering, other than a little radar unit, and we're not talking about the kind of thing that would measure a thunderstorm coming through, right? It's not something that's rotating around. Describe the product.
First of all, it's the size of a small router, like a softball,
okay.
Or even a baseball size.
Okay.
And it's usually installed behind walls or ceilings because it's a radar. It can penetrate through that. So people don't even see it's there. And price-wise, it's compared to our competitors in terms of what it does, like vital sign monitoring and so on, it's a fraction of the price. So literally, it is about a couple hundred dollars, I would say. I don't want to give an exact number, but it's really a fraction of competitors.
And I would imagine in a workplace environment where we've talked about monitoring employee health and that sort of thing, would you have to have several,
right,
or one at everybody's workstation in order to identify if they have an issue? Or does it monitor like a whole office and kind of alert you if somebody suddenly has shortness of breath or is coughing a lot or that sort of thing?
Yeah, so presence detection and people counting with radar, we just need one radar for a certain zone, 600 square feet.
Oh.
But if you're talking about wellness monitoring, we only do one-to-one. So one per desk, one per household, one per room kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And that's because every human body generates different patterns. So because we want to make sure that the pattern belongs to someone specific, we make sure that we do one-to-one.
Gotcha. I'm looking on your website, talks about fall management as well, that Xandar Cardian provides both detection and prevention. Now, I get if you can detect someone has fallen, how do you prevent it?
Oh, prevention is normally for hospitals as well as skilled nursing facilities and assisted living, where let's say, for example, you just had hip surgery. Right, so you're classified as a high fall risk patient.
Right.
So you're told to, ring a bell or something, and someone will come and help you go to the bathroom, for example. You're not supposed to walk on your own until, X many days.
Yeah.
Sometimes they feel bad. They're 3 a.m, and, I can make it. It's only 10 steps away from me. That's when most of the falls occur. So what we do is we monitor for motion increases during the... So we actually do sleep apnea monitoring, so we know when you're in deep sleep mode. And as you're getting up, you make larger motions, you're going to flip over the blanket, you're going to sit up on the bed, you're going to put your leg over to the side of the... We actually read all of that motion, and then we send the alert to the registered nurse who is responsible for that room.
Oh, okay.
So they'll get a two-minute prior alert and saying, yeah, this person is doing this and about to move out of the bed, so come in and prevent the fall.
Interesting. So not only can you do what you currently do, but what is it that you're working on perhaps into tomorrow, if you will, that you're not yet able to accomplish, but you see this happening down the road?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we've been doing this for 9 years. We've been like pioneering the use of radar in various ways. Now, I think it's a good thing that there's more competition coming up and they're doing, you know, vital signs. We feel like we're kind of ahead, but not only are we going through FDA clearance right now, expected in a few months, but we're also already halfway through R&D on heart arrhythmia detection, so AFib, sleep apnea, blood pressure, and HRV, heart rate variable monitoring. So we're just at the tip of the iceberg. There's much more potential to come.
It sounds like it. And you mentioned sleep apnea, for example. Then this would maybe eliminate the need for people to have to go to a sleep study where they get all wired up and so forth and have to attempt to sleep with cameras watching them and people behind the glass. And I mean, you talk about being able to determine if someone might have sleep apnea with this system?
Exactly. So we were working on this with the Medical University for the past 4 years, and we recently have two journal publications with 96 actual OSA patients, obstructive sleep apnea patients. Our accuracy in detecting severe OSA was 99%, kind of a phenomenal number.
Yeah.
We are actually very excited about that. And to answer your question, yes, there's nothing on the body, no camera, no wires, no nose clips or chest straps or finger straps, nothing like that. The beauty of doing a continuous day-to-day OSA monitoring is that you can now know what affects your sleep. So if you drink, let's say, 2 glasses of wine, normally that's fine, but for whatever reason, from a certain period of time, it starts to affect your sleep. And you're snoring more, you know, you're doing more AHI. So that can give you information of what affects you, like the amount of activity you do, you know, the food that you take, stress levels, all of that.
Interesting. Well, I certainly see this going a lot further into tomorrow, and I think that's terrific. And we wish you well in your continued research and development of these products. Visit xkcorp.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, when you visit our site. Sam, you're a delight to talk with. This is fascinating stuff where you guys really are redefining care in healthcare. And continued good luck, and let's stay in touch as you come out with more things.
Great. Thank you.
We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.